Anybody have any questions?
I have a question.
I'd like to ask you some questions.
Remember, there are no stupid questions, just stupid people.
Well, not among our audience here on Money Life. There are no stupid questions and there are no stupid people because you're smart to ask a question. That said,
I'm sorry, but all questions must be submitted in writing.
They must, so you got to send them to chuck@moneylifeshow.com if you want me to answer your questions. But I'm lucky that a lot of people do want me to answer their questions. And the question I'm answering today comes from Jordan in Westchester, Pennsylvania, who says, Chuck, the raging bull guys sometimes talk about moving averages, and you defined moving averages in answering a question from the audience. But Tom Lydon talks about the 200-day moving average and whether something is a 200-day moving average play, and they seem different to me. So what is the difference between someone like Tom using the moving average as an over-under and a moving average crossover like the guys from Raging Bull sometimes talk about, or are they the same thing? It's a good question, Jordan. I appreciate it. And yes, I have defined moving averages. I'll give them a quick definition for you again here, right? So when we talk about a moving average, we are talking about a chance to define how a security has moved over a period of time. So if we say we are looking at the 200-day moving average, that is a succession of averages derived from successive segments. So it's the last 200 days, and it's typically going to be at the closing price, or it might be at the opening. You could make it at the high or the low. There's different ways to do it. But this is an indicator used in technical analysis that basically tries to filter out noise. It tries to show you sort of what's been happening and give you a smoother play. And there are two different types of moving averages. There are simple moving average, which is just a straight average of a security over a defined number of time periods. That could be hours. Like you can have a 5-hour moving average. You could have a 5-day moving average, whatever you want, 5-week moving average. And then you have an exponential moving average, which gives a bigger weight to what's been happening more recently. So there's the SMA or the EMA. Most people, when they're talking about moving averages, are talking about simple moving averages, but not always. And it's good to know exactly what they're doing. So then you have indicators that are used off of moving averages, like what's called the MACD, moving average convergence divergence, etc. So if you're talking about moving average crossovers, well, there are multiple types and there are a number of moving average strategies, right? So a crossover is the most basic signal with the moving average. But when Tom Lydon uses it from ETFtrends.com, he is basically talking about a price crossover. So in other words, it's the price and then the moving average. If the price is above the 200-day moving average, when Tom talks about a 200-day moving average play, the price is above its 200-day moving average. That means it is higher than its long-term trend, and it has been staying higher than its long-term trend. And when he then says you would sell it if it got below its 200-day moving average, that becomes the insurance level for him. He talks about it all the time, that if you're buying something and you are a trend follower, you want to be riding it while the trend is in your favor. When it crosses below the 200-day moving average, it's telling you that it's now trending down. It's going against its long-term movement. And so that's when he would be getting out. So it's a price crossover. And they're used basically to identify shifts in momentum. They can be a basic entry or exit strategy. That's exactly how Tom uses them. So a close above a moving average may suggest that something is trending up, because below it, something is coming down. Now, then you get to the other type of moving average crossovers. And this is what you're looking at when you're talking to the guys from Raging Bull as a general rule. That's when a short-term average crosses through a long-term average, or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe a longer-term average crosses through a short-term average. So it might be the 50-day and the 200-day moving averages. Petra Hess talks about this frequently. And by the way, they'll usually just say the 50 period or the 20 period and the 50 period. They'll change whatever they're using. But 50 and 200 is fairly common. So let's say the short-term average crosses through a long-term average. That's a signal to identify that momentum is shifting in one direction and that a strong move typically is approaching. Because a buy signal is generated when a short-term average crosses above the long-term average. And a sell signal is triggered when a short-term average crosses below the long-term average. It's very objective. That's why people like it, is that there's no emotion in this. You basically are saying, hey, if the short-term moving average, what the stock or the ETF or the security or the index has been doing recently, is enough to get it above the long-term trend, well, that means it's moving in the right direction. And conversely, if it falls below, that is moving in the wrong direction. You can use that and basically wind up making that your buy and sell points. Now, are there other ways to use moving averages? Absolutely. And different people have different combinations. The day traders at Raging Bull tend to use very short moving averages, 5-hour moving averages, 13-hour moving averages, things along those lines. And when you have a short period, you get many more buys and sells, and the indicators tend to be a little less accurate, right? When you're using that long 200-day moving average, well, it tends to be a pretty strong signal, but you don't get that many signals to buy or sell. There are times when Tom Lydon will be talking about an ETF, and it has been above the 200-day moving average for a long time. That's likely to stay there for a long time. Then there are others where, you know, okay, it's near the 200-day moving average. That has just signaled it to be a buy, maybe because it just crossed over. But if it doesn't hold it, it's a sell. That's when you're going to get right around that moving average more signals. If you are using short-term moving averages, well, short-term gives you more opportunities to see what's going to wind up happening. So traders have their own sorts of things. And then there's a thing called a moving average envelope. And we generally don't talk about this, but you can kind of see it. A moving average envelope, as I understand it, because we don't talk about it a lot, and I haven't necessarily talked a lot with the traders at Raging Bull, but a moving average envelope basically is a strategy where you plot two bands around a moving average. So you say, okay, I'm going to put a 5% band on either side. So let's say you're using a 25-day moving average. For a trader, that would be a moving average that's, you know, intermediate term. You watch these bands around it, 5% up and 5% down. So literally you would see the line, you'd see the trend line, and then you'd see a line that is in the exact same shape, but 5% up and an exact same shape, 5% down. And it basically looks almost like a ribbon to some extent. And there are other ways that you can do big ribbons with lots of moving averages, and you'll watch things change. But this is basically, that's why they call it an envelope. And as a general rule, that envelope sort of shows where they might expect to see support and resistance. Now, the stock itself, the security, the ETF, will set actual support. It may decide that support is more than 5% down. But this gives you a good idea of where something is, both relative to its moving average and relative to, you know, some measure of what you can reasonably expect support, where things would bounce if they fell a little bit, and resistance, where things would stop rising if they went up a little bit, to be. Like I said, it's not something that I see a lot of the traders using at Raging Bull, but I have seen other traders use it. So there you have it, a primer in moving averages and how you might use them. And yes, we're all still talking about moving average crossovers, but it's what they're crossing and what those signals mean that you have to pay attention to. Because a simple moving average crossover would be price with the moving average. And then it's, what's the time period? What's it telling you? What does it mean? And how much do you want to rely on it? And Tom Lydon will tell you, sometimes very much wants to rely on it. Sometimes not so much. Sometimes it's like, hey, you're going to do a little less trend following and a little more fundamentals. And the same thing goes for the traders. They're sometimes looking for moving averages to help them get support and resistance, taking a look at where it's going to be. And you'll hear Jeff Bishop talk a lot about, hey, I'm waiting to see things cross over because I want that to be my confirming signal that the trend is changing. For more information, well, you can always write me more questions. I'm happy to answer them. You can get a lot of materials on moving averages at places like Investopedia. If you want to use a generic site, you can also find a lot out at a place like RagingBull.com. So check that out as well. And Jordan, thanks so much for the question. And for anybody else out there, well, if you've got a question, I would love to hear it. So it's Chuck@MoneyLifeShow.com. Send me your questions. And if we're lucky, we'll get a chance to answer them in the not too distant future. And by the way, if you have questions for the guys from Raging Bull, we'd love to get those as well. So don't be shy about sending those to me, Chuck@MoneyLifeShow.com. Tell me who you want me to direct them to, or just tell me you want to direct them to anybody, and we'll see if we can't get them on the show soon. Okay, we just hit the halfway pole on today's show, and talking about the experts from RagingBull.com, well, up next, it's Kyle Dennis from BiotechBreakouts.com. He's going to be here with the Biotech Breakout of the Week. That's coming up. And then Bob Baccarella. Robert Baccarella is the manager of the Mineta Funds. He's been running his funds for more than 30 years, and there aren't many guys who can say that. He is a veteran money manager, and he'll be here for the big interview before we wrap things up today. So stay tuned. We're living the money life.